We'll begin today in Mark chapter 14, verse number 32, where it says they came to a place which was named Gethsemane. Mark 14, verse 32, it says, they came to a place which was named Gethsemane, and he saith to his disciples, sit ye here while I shall pray. And he taketh with him Peter, James, and John, and began to be sore amazed and to be very heavy. And he saith unto them, my soul is exceeding sorrowful, even unto death. Tarry ye here and watch. And he went a little further and fell on the ground and prayed that if it were possible, the hour might pass from him. We'll look at this portion of scripture here in just a minute, but before we do, listen carefully to the words of this hymn. No one ever cared for me like Jesus.
I would love to tell you what I think of Jesus. Since I found in him a friend so strong and true, I would tell you how he changed my life completely. He did something that no other friend could do. No one ever cared for me like Jesus. There's no other friend so kind as he. No one else could take the sin and darkness from me. Oh, how much he cared for me.
All my life was wrecked by sin when Jesus found me. Oh, my heart was full of misery and woe.
Jesus placed his strong and loving arms about me, and he led me in the way I ought to go.
No one ever cared for me like Jesus. There's no other friend so kind as he. No one else could take the sin and darkness from me. Oh, how much he cared for me. Every day he comes to me with new assurance. More and more I understand his words of love. But I'll never know just why he came to save me till someday I see his blessed face above. No one ever cared for me like Jesus. There's no other friend so kind as he. No one else could take the sin and darkness from me. Oh, how much he cared for me.
In verse number 32, we read, and they came to a place which is called Gethsemane, and he saith to his disciples, sit ye here while I shall pray. Now he's got 11 disciples there. Judas is already over getting his 30 pieces of silver from those who would have Jesus put to death. It says in verse 33, Jesus taketh with him Peter and James and John, and began to be sore amazed and was very heavy. Now he said to the disciples, sit here. Then he took three of them, Peter, James, and John, and separated them from the other disciples. Now, you have to wonder what response that would have if you were part of that other group, not part of the three. How would you respond to that? Did Jesus have three favorites here? This is the third time he did this at the house of Jairus. He took them aside when he raised his daughter, and they saw the greatness of Christ. Then on the Mount of Transfiguration, they saw the glory of Christ, and here in the Garden of Gethsemane, they would see the grief of Christ. The Bible says here he was sore amazed. That phrase is used three times in the Bible, in chapter 9 and verse number 15, after the Mount of Transfiguration, it says the people were sore amazed. The women in chapter 16, verse 5 and 6, following the resurrection, they were sore amazed. And here in Gethsemane, Jesus was sore amazed and very heavy. And he saith in verse 34, he saith unto them, my soul is exceeding sorrowful unto death. Tarry ye here and watch. So we see the place, but then we see his prayers. He went a little further. He went forward a little and fell on the ground and prayed that it were possible, if it were possible, this hour might pass from him. Here I think we see the true humanity of the Lord. The hour was upon him. And the Bible says here that he fell to the ground. Now that is an interesting word, according to Greek scholars, which I'm not one, but I can read what they say. This word is in the imperfect tense, which meant he kept falling and falling to the ground, like someone was wrestling, locked in a deadly struggle. It seems to have been here that Satan tried to kill him here in Gethsemane. One thing we do know, Satan did not want him to go to the cross. Was that what Jesus meant when he said he prayed that hour might pass for him? Whatever it was, it certainly was not Calvary. Satan seemed to have tried to kill him here. And the word for prayed is also in the imperfect tense, which means he kept on praying. Good lesson here if you're fighting some battles and they're coming on one after another. Keep on praying. Well, it says he said, Abba, Father. Verse 36, Abba, Father, all things are possible unto thee. Take away this cup from me. Nevertheless, not what I will, but what thou wilt. Now that word Abba is only found here in Romans 8 and in Galatians 4, and it speaks of a relationship of a father with a child. It expresses deep emotional devotion and trust of a child for his father. But then he not only used the word Abba, he used the word Father, which expresses a relationship of a father with an adult son. And it says in verse 37, he cometh and findeth them sleeping, and saith unto Peter, Simon, sleepest thou? Couldest thou not watch with me 1 hour? He cometh and findeth them sleeping. He said in verse 38, watch ye and pray, lest ye enter into temptation. The spirit truly is willing, but the flesh is weak. It is interesting here that in verse number 37, Jesus used his old name. He said, Simon, sleepest thou? Couldst thou not watch with me 1 hour? The focuses were already afoot that would sift Peter like wheat, and Jesus had warned Peter that that was going to happen. Well, we see the compassion of Christ. He says here, the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. Oh, so many times we learn that lesson the hard way, don't we? Well, it says in verse 39, and again he went away and prayed and spake the same words. And in verse 40 we read, when he returned, he found them asleep again, for their eyes were heavy, neither wist they what to answer him. And he cometh a third time and saith unto them, sleep on now, take your rest, it is enough, the hour is come. Behold, the Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners. Then in verse 42, he said, rise up, let us go. Lo, he that betrayeth me is at hand. Three times he went away to pray. Three times he came back and finds his three closest disciples asleep. The agony that he endured was so intense, we read in Luke 22 and verse 44, that he sweat great drops of blood. Again, it seems like Satan tried to kill him in Gethsemane. Well, Judas is on his way. So now we see the wickedness of man. The will of God we see here. The Lord said, not my will, but thine be done. Here we see the wickedness of man, verse 43, immediately while he yet spake cometh Judas, one of the 12, with him a great multitude with swords and staves from the chief priests, the scribes, and the elders. Well, Judas is lined up with the religious hypocrites of his day. That's where he belonged. And it says they came with a great multitude. Read that great multitude. That phrase is in the Bible quite a few times. In Matthew 14 and 4, Jesus, it says, was moved with compassion toward the great multitude that was there, and he healed their sick. Luke 6, 17, there was a great multitude, and he healed their diseases. Luke 6 and 12, there was a great multitude, and they saw his miracles and how he healed their diseases. In Mark 3 and 7, there was a great multitude in Galilee, and they followed him. In Mark 3 and 8, there was a great multitude, and they heard what great things he did. They came unto him. Oh, yeah, a great multitude. Mark 4 and 1, there was gathered unto him a great multitude. Well, here comes Mark chapter 14 and verse 43, and we read Judas, one of the 12, and with him a great multitude with swords and staves, and the hypocrites, the chief priests, the scribes, and the elders, with a great multitude. Well, reading 44, that he that betrayed him had given them a token, saying, whomsoever I shall kiss, the same is he. Take him and lead him away safely. And as soon as he was come, he goeth straightway to him and saith, Master, Master, and kissed him. And they laid their hands on him and took him. Well, we read in verse 47, one of them that stood by drew a sword. Now, we know that was Peter. We don't give that, we're not given that information here in Mark. Mark just hits the highlights of all these stories that we've been reading. Other Gospels give more details. But one of them that stood by drew a sword and smote a servant of the high priest and cut off his ear. And Jesus answered and said unto them, are ye come out as against a thief with swords and with staves to take me? I was daily with you in the temple teaching, and ye took me not. But the scriptures must be fulfilled. They're going to do everything exactly the way that the Bible in prophecies said it would happen. Well, in verse number 50, we read, they all forsook him and fled. Well, Mark 51, 14, verse 51, we read, and there followed him a certain young man, having a linen cloth cast about his naked body, and the young man laid hold on him, and he left the linen cloth and fled from them naked. Now, we're not told who he was, but once again, somebody standing on the sidelines when the heat's on, he fled. 53, and they led Jesus away to the high priest, and with him were assembled, now they're assembled already, the chief priests and the elders and the scribes. Well, we read in verse 54, Peter followed him afar off, even into the palace of the high priest, and he sat with the servants and warmed himself at the fire. Now, if you're going to warm yourself at the devil's campfire, you're going to get yourself in trouble. John 18 and 5, it says, Judas also, which betrayed him, stood with them. Then in verse 18 of chapter 18, we read, Peter stood with them and warmed himself. 55, the chief priests and all the council sought for witnesses against Jesus to put him to death, and they found none. For many bear false witness against him, but their witness agreed not together. We see their wickedness. Many false witnesses came forward, and they took their oath before God and spewed out their lies against God. Well, my question is, where's the disciples? They could offer themselves as witnesses. They could tell the truth. Where was Peter, who was going to stand up even unto the death? He is always speaking up when he should have been quiet. Now he needed to speak up, and where is he? Hiding by the devil's campfire. Verse 57, there arose certain and bare false witness against him, saying, We heard him say, I will destroy this temple that is made with hands, and with 3 days I will build another made without hands. But neither so did their witnesses agree. And the high priest stood up in the midst and asked Jesus, saying, Answerest thou nothing? What is it which these witness against thee? But he held his peace and answered nothing. Again the high priest asked him and said unto him, Art thou the Christ, the Son of the Blessed? And Jesus said, I am, and ye shall see the Son of Man coming on the right hand of power and coming in the clouds of heaven. Well, at this point, it seemed like these religious hypocrites were in control. Their trial was totally illegal, and they knew it. First, they were to look for evidence that would take any one that had anything or accusation against him and see if it was true. And only later was a search to be made for incriminating testimony. They were never to have a trial by night. And Caiaphas, knowing that the trial was illegal, took center stage here. And the silence of Jesus enraged his enemies even more, including Caiaphas. And they demanded of an answers from him, and he remained silent. Until they asked him, Art thou the Christ? That is the Messiah. And Jesus said, I am, and ye shall see. Yeah, they're going to see, all right. It says they'll see him coming, the Son of Man, sitting at the right hand of God and coming in the clouds of heaven. Those hypocrites are going to see that Jesus is who he said he was, and he's going to do what he said he was going to do, and so is everyone else listening to this broadcast. We are all going to see that Jesus is who he says he is. Well, then we read in verse 63, the high priest rent his clothes and saith, What need we any further witness? He rent his clothes. Leviticus chapter 10, verse 6, the high priest was forbidden to rent their clothes, lest ye die, it says. Leviticus 21:10, and he that is the high priest rend his clothes. They were forbidden to do this. This was an emotional thing, and they were not to act in emotion. They were to act in facts. Well, there's no facts here, except they wanted Jesus dead. He said, What need we any further witness? He ripped his clothes, and ye have heard the blasphemy. What think ye? And they all condemned him to be guilty of death. Verse 65, some began to spit on him, to cover his face and buffet him, and to say unto him, Prophesy! And the servants did strike him with the palms of their hand. Why don't you tell us who hit you? Well, these spiritual leaders, keep that in mind, these spiritual leaders are spitting on him. They're beating him. They're blindfolding him. They're punching him. They're challenging him to say, Who did that? Thing is, he knew who it was, and he still knows today, and their judgment day is coming, and he'll know that day when they appear for him, before him, and he says, I am Jesus, the Messiah, and ye shall see. Well, as we conclude this chapter, we read in verse 66, Peter was beneath in the palace, and there cometh one of the maids of the high priest, and when she saw Peter warming himself, she looked upon him and said, And thou also was with Jesus of Nazareth. And he denied, saying, I know not, neither understand I what thou sayest. And he went out into the porch, and the cock crew. Verse 69 says, The maid saw him again, and began to say to them that stood by, This is one of them. And he denied it again. And a little further, they that stood by said again to Peter, Surely thou art one of them, for thou art a Galilean, and thy speech agreeth thereto. And he began to curse and to swear, saying, I know not the man of whom ye speak. And the second time the cock crew, and Peter called to mind the word that Jesus said unto him, Before the cock crow, thrice thou shalt deny me thrice. And when he thought thereon, he wept. Well, before we get too hard on Peter, let's think of the words of this song and make it our prayer.
Search me, O God, and know my heart today. Try me, O Savior, know my thoughts. from sin. Fulfill thy word and make me pure within. Fill me with fire where once I burned with shame. Grant my desire Revive.